And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Yeah. I don't think take those dead rats and put them down in a pit and burn them every day. It'd be better off.
I love her. I love her. We had a lady calling, but we were talking about the rats and the cats and the whole thing about how Chicago's putting all the feral cats out there to control the rat population. She's not a fan of rats.
Yeah. I don't think take those dead rats and put them down in a pit and burn them every day. It'd be better off.
Just love her. Wow. Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody.
We're,
of course, doing the podcast brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Patrick just looked up like I said it wrong. Did I do something
wrong?
Did
you make that up, Carson?
What?
Isn't this the week we don't have a podcast
on? No, it's right here.
Oh, we did? Oh,
it was says podcast. Oh, O'Reilly.
Okay. Maybe it was last week. I don't know. Yeah. I get confused. Well, they all blur together.
I'll give them a free one. They've sponsored our podcast so many times. I'll give them a free one.
You know, the fun thing is we have to keep track of that kind of stuff for the radio, but no one's keeping track of it on the podcast since the FCC doesn't care. So
I care.
O'Reilly is great.
I care. And man, I have spent so much money with them, and they've always been great. I love O'Reilly.
I do too, actually. I like the fact that you can get in there and they actually know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these places you go into these parts stores and they're clueler. They're less. They know less than you do. That's never
or
good.
Clueler.
What I, that means
when I say nobody cares, I mean if so. This is way behind the scenes, but it's a podcast, so who cares? When you, on the air, you can't do commercials for free without logging it. It can get into real trouble for that. Like. For someone who's a client, especially like O'Reilly, you couldn't go on and do an extra commercial for them and not write it down and not have a log at what we call the log, like a paper record or a you know, digital record of it.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. But on the podcast, it doesn't really matter.
Because this is kind of like the Wild West of broadcasting. It's like where everything happens. You know what's interesting, too, is I find that people are – in general, sorry, I'm using a zip tie. This is how you know I'm a dude. I'm using a zip tie to stir my coffee. But no.
Are we out of the little plastic straws?
I don't know, but I didn't have one with me. I forgot to grab one, so I knew I had zip ties.
Right? Yeah.
Zip ties, man. The zip ties.
Is there anything they can't do?
Really?
Zip ties?
Yeah. Zip ties, electrical tape, and duct tape. I could pretty much do just about anything.
Working with MacGyver here.
Yeah. I mean, you could. Look, this is a great coffee stir. And handcuffs. Just
what?
Saying. You don't use. It's like flexi cuffs. So anyway, I forgot even what I was talking about.
You made it weird.
No, it just.
No, you did.
I forgot what it was. My
and
brain was
handcuffs.
Going somewhere. We were talking to Riley. I don't
and
know.
You could kill a guy or kidnap somebody. You made it weird.
John Wick with a pencil. Anyway, hi. The podcast
Hello.
This week is going to be a fun one because we have no plan as usual.
Wow.
And
that's different from every other week.
I had an observation earlier. You know, I'm holding in my hand an iPhone 4. And this is old iPhone 4. And I found it just like in a box. It feels, it's square on the sides and it's small. It feels great.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I wish we went back to this size phone, except instead of having just the screen be this little dark spot, the screen is the whole phone.
It just feels better in the hand.
It's easier to pocket as
it's
well.
Something about it.
I don't know. I like the bigger phone. I do.
The only time I like a bigger phone is when I'm editing photos or, you know, trying to do like some thing for the podcast, like where we have to put the splash page or whatever, you know, the thumbnail. That's the only time because I can really see more of what I'm trying to do. But other than that, I don't watch a lot of TV on my phone. I have TVs for TV. Hmm. And
no, but I watch a lot of videos.
Videos,
on
right?
I really, but every
exactly.
What I mean, what am I going to see in that extra inch of space that I'm not going to see otherwise? Because I mean,
man, I'm going to keep myself from making inappropriate jokes. What? Why did it go totally silent?
You said I made it weird a minute
ago.
Yeah,
right?
No, I made it extra.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. See what I mean?
What?
It's not just me.
What am I going to see in that extra inch of space? I don't know.
I would like
Insert your joke here,
Apple and other people to come back to this iPhone 4 size, the compact size, with a giant screen where the whole thing is all screen. That's all I want.
Nice wheeze.
Yep, it's Friday.
It is. Man, this has been
I'm only on my third Red Bull, so this I might get a little sluggish.
And this week flew by. Like, I still, it feels like Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh, I thought it was the longest week.
Really?
I did, too. Oh, my God. I'm sitting on Wednesday going, oh, my gosh, when is this week over yet?
Well, it's probably because I've been so busy. Like, I was telling my wife, I went to the firehouse yesterday, day before, whatever, and one of the guys goes, man, I haven't seen you in a while because I've been busy doing projects for my wife. She wanted a fire pit in the backyard, and then the fire pit turned into something else, and it's just been one thing after another. So, literally... Until dark, I've been doing all of these projects. So
show me your do you have your picture?
I can't.
Oh,
I'm using my
phone. Should have had you send it to me ahead of time. Yeah, I can't pull it off either.
You have it on your phone.
Yeah, where I'm using it. Yeah, well, it looks really good.
It's incomplete.
Turned out really well.
It's incomplete. I had to shop for some. She wanted Adirondack chairs. Who knew Adirondack chairs were so flipping expensive? Like, I didn't know.
I just found this out like the week before. No, last weekend. I was on a road trip with some friends, and we stopped at a place, and they were talking about, oh, those chairs are cool. And then he told me they were $400.
Yeah.
What?
The corner on the main road that you would turn to get to my parents' street a couple houses back, there was a store that sold nothing but Adirondack chairs. And I kept looking at it going, how do you stay in business? And so one day I stopped just to look, and then I looked at the price. I go, oh, because you only needed to sell one a year, and you're fine to pay the rent and your bills.
It's crazy. Like, I never realized, because I've never wanted an Adirondack chair before, because I'll tell you, I'm a little chubby, and the last thing you want to do is put your butt below your knees. It's just not where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And an Adirondack, literally, it has a low rider back in. It's like somebody with the shocks, you know, and they're dropping the butt, and... Man, I don't know. I wasn't a fan of her wanting these, but then once, you know, I started shopping around. I found somebody on Facebook Marketplace who was selling them for their handmade wooden, real wood. The resin, the plastic ones are going for 200 and something or higher online. This guy was doing real wood and they were $75 a piece.
Wow.
So I'm like,
phew. We need to buy him out and then resell him for $400.
Flip him.
There you go. That's our new business.
Flip.
Oh, my God.
Are we in the chair flipping business? We're in the Adirondack chair flipping business.
I wanted to flip a Corvette, and y'all wouldn't let me do it.
And I'm mocking you in case you didn't notice.
I
hope Carson's
I was ready to do
said.
It. I was,
you know, Carson is the queen flipper. She flips so much stuff that she finds. Yeah. It's her side hustle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's nobody better at it.
I mean, there are. But
yeah, I've seen some YouTube videos.
Really?
Yeah, they're real good.
Well, you're going to teach my daughter how to do it because she's all excited. She's been working.
She's going to totally outpace me. I have no doubt about
it. You think so?
Yep.
She's been working in retail, and she wants to get out of it and work for herself. And one way she wants to do it is by doing what Carson does on the side, and that is doing the estate sales and finding all these unique things that she can resell, whether it's clothing or whatever. And Carson has agreed to kind of mentor her.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this.
And you're going to help her with the tax thing too, right? Because I told her, I said, yeah, you're going to have to keep really good records for your taxes. And she's like, why?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you're so naive. Here comes the future. Get ready. Yeah. You really respect taxes when you start to pay them.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much my life changed.
I haven't done my taxes yet. I got to do them this weekend and pay.
We just got ours done, finally.
I don't understand why they can't just, why do we have to do our taxes?
Mm.
Like, the government knows, because if we don't get it right, they come after us, right?
Yeah, like, why isn't there, so like, an automatic withholding thing?
So why don't they just
do it?
We're
getting there. We're getting there. I mean, we're not there yet, but we're almost to the point where, you're right. It's stupid. It's stupid that we have to file. It's dumb. But you know why we have to do it? Because there's a giant bureaucracy that it pays for. you have to have all these people who work for the IRS and all these people. And really, you have to have accountants and you have to have all that stuff. We could have a flat tax. People have been pushing it for half a century.
I have wanted a flat tax forever. I think that's the safe way. Either flat tax or sales tax.
You say, oh, that's not fair, blah, blah, blah. We should have, fine, have a sales tax. So the more money you make, the more money you spend, the more money you spend on taxes. Have a national sales tax. Yeah. And it would, but it would get rid of the IRS and it would get rid of accountants. I mean, you still need accountants for business and stuff like that.
But it would get rid of the IRS, which would save us billions a year as a country.
Not billions, but yeah.
You don't think billions? You don't think we spend billions on the IRS?
No idea now.
But
yeah, those people protect their jobs.
Yeah.
The bureaucracy is real. Mm-hmm. The number of people who work, not just for the government, but in, like I said, in jobs that support the government largesse.
I am looking right now. IRS actual expenditures from fiscal year 2019. Any guesses?
I have no idea.
$11.8 billion.
Yeah.
And that was in 2019.
Some politician in Washington will go, well, that's not a lot of money.
And it's sadly, not a lot of money to the government, but to those of us who are paying the taxes, that would be an automatic $11.8 billion savings that could be passed on to the rest of us. Think about all the missiles we could buy with $12 billion.
We can buy two missiles. I have no idea what missiles cost.
Again, and I'll go back to something, too. I would love to be able to pick and choose where my tax money goes. Like, I think that would be the best, too.
It's called vote. That's how you pick and choose.
Well, I know, but that's, you're still not going to get any promises. They make their promises and then they go against them. But anyway, but yeah, wouldn't you be cool with paying taxes if you got to pick where it went to? Like, I'm going to buy some tanks this year. I'm going to put in money towards paying for this or that or gas money for the F-18s. Oh, I would totally be down for that. I want my money to go straight to defense.
But then, what if a bunch of people didn't? And then we didn't have the funding for the greatest military in the world anymore. Right. You know?
Yeah. Your That's argument is stupid, in other words.
I was being diplomatic.
I actually didn't have a counter argument for that. I went, you know, good point.
I was with you, Bubba.
Well, you know, there. So there's enough of us to where we'll have a strong military.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be there.
I don't want to take the chance. When we were talking the other day about the cats and the rats, apparently I said something about that I don't trust people to make smart decisions. And somebody tweeted and said, that's the greatest thing I heard all day. I didn't even realize
it. Well, I don't trust people to make...
This is the problem, that I don't trust people to decide where their tax money is going to go because they're dumb.
People that's why the government takes it from you in the first place. That's why they take it, because they don't trust you to decide what to do with it. It's dumb. You know what? Sometimes the country's too big. And I'm telling you all right now, this one might be too big.
What?
I said it.
So what do you want to do?
Too big.
Cut it in half? Break it up into four?
Break it up. Too big. I'm not like pro break it up tomorrow.
We can't even get California to split. No. And you're trying to figure out a way to break up the country.
No, because it doesn't work under the current federal government system. But
well, that's because it's called the United States.
Right. But
that means saying, not broken up.
There's a point at which I can't remember who said it, but at some point early in my life, I want to think it was my dad, who was the first person I ever heard say it. He said, son, persons are fine. People are terrible. And he's not wrong.
Nope.
People are, as a group,
awful.
Persons are fine?
Persons are
individual
fine. People
individuals
are terrible.
Individuals are fine.
Wait, no, you just counter, you said.
No, individuals.
That's exactly what I said. It's the same thing.
Persons, individuals are fine?
Individual persons are fine.
Yes.
But people as a group, almost always terrible. Seriously. No matter how, anytime you get more than 10 people together, it's gotten too, it's too stupid. It's too many people. Think about it. The bigger the company we've worked for in the past, the dumber stuff gets. The more layers there are between the person at the top and the people at the bottom doing the work, the worse it gets.
In things that are inconsequential, when I was out last weekend with my friend and her extended family, and there were 12 of them. And then it took us the better part of 4 hours
just to,
make
basic decisions.
Just to go, how are we getting to the restaurant? Mm-hmm. And I'm going, I can call a car. I'm in the back, like, waving my hands. I'm using, like, you know, signal. Like, it's okay. I'm going to do. Oh, my gosh, because it's 12 people.
Yeah.
And they can't get it together.
It works.
I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
A strong leader.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
When there's a strong leader, but in a government setting, that's a dictator. And that's not, nobody really wants that. But sometimes.
Also, this wasn't my family. I couldn't be the dictator as much as I wanted to be.
You need to just take that stuff over, man.
At one point, I go, I called a car. Who's coming?
Exactly.
I wonder if there's a person in America named Dick Tater.
I'm sure.
That would be the greatest name.
It's a great Halloween costume.
We welcome in Dick Tater. Oh, Dick Tater is pretty great.
Yeah, I like that.
Are you a potato or are you of some sort of phallus?
Keep going.
I'm both.
You're a potato chip?
No, why do you have a Hitler mustache?
Why is there a potato in your pants?
It's all there. You're getting it.
And
Dictator. Come on, that's good.
Just say it.
This is my son, Dictator Tot.
Yep. That's right. Halloween's going to be great this year.
It's going to be awesome.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
I have to go home later. My wife's got 9 meetings about people's real life problems and stuff today. She's going to go, what'd you do at work today?
And I made a great dictator joke.
And then we all got to visualize this potato with a Hitler mustache. And it was kind of a potato, but it kind of was not.
I'd have to look right in the eye and go, not much. Just let it go.
It could be peen-tater.
Oh.
Also, okay. The first thing your dad probably ever told you was, son, you've eaten enough. That's probably what he told you.
You know, I didn't really get fat until I was like 7 or 8. 8 years old when I got fat.
Yeah, that's when I hit.
Yeah, yep. I was a normal looking little kid until about 8. And then
I would say like
until I was 28.
Here's a picture of me at 2. That's the last time I wore a bikini.
How cute I was. I know. That's all.
Yeah.
I remember looking at old pictures of yourself. And you're like, oh wow, I have my shirt off at the pool.
No, I don't have any of that. Well, maybe when I was 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you
what
know.
I
but oh yeah, I'm
one
sure.
of the biggest traumas of my life. I was in 6th grade and we went to a pool party at like the Y or something. And I had my T-shirt on, and the lifeguard would refuse to let me wear a T-shirt in the pool.
What?
Right?
They could do that?
I mean, you can't wear that in here.
Not anymore. Oh. You get canceled for that.
Yeah.
Fair.
Bully.
Yeah, I was, and I don't actually think I was the biggest girl there or anything. I just was super self-conscious, and nope. You're telling like an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah, right.
You weren't in here, Carson. We talked about it 2 weeks ago or so on the show about scoliosis check day.
Yes.
It's the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
The worst. You had to go into that room and stand in front of all the other people, and they go, okay, now bend over at the waist, and you have no shirt on. They make the boys take their shirt off. So we had to, you know, so now your man, boy boobs are hanging down, and your arms are hanging to make it like boy cleavage. it's the worst. And all the other kids are standing there just so they can look to see if your spine was straight.
Your spine's straight.
Of course it is.
You didn't have to do all this.
You could have done this without all of my classmates.
Yeah, how about
snickering?
You just line us up and one by one they come into a room with the nurse.
That's what they did in my school. We all had to go to the nurse.
Connecticut was way ahead.
But that was for girls, though. Just for girls or
no,
for boys, too?
No, because it was like the greatest hour of class because every kid had to go one by one. So basically the rest of you are playing like hangman or something. You know, you're doing some stupid game on a chalkboard because you can't do any teaching.
They separated us into boys and girls, and then they made, all the boys had to stand there and take our shirt off and do this in front of everybody.
I was skinny back then, so I was not traumatized.
Yeah,
I remember.
You're like, this is cool. He already had his shirt off before they told him to take your shirt off.
That was nowadays. It'd be totally different.
Oh, changing in gym class was right up there, though.
No, I hate it. We had to they don't do it at, like, my kids' school now. But, you know, after gym, you had to take those showers every day.
Oh, my gosh. I would have dropped out.
It was straight out of prison. You had a pole. You had a pole and then a couple little shower heads off the end.
Man.
So you
walk
up and you soaping up and you're looking at all your buds and you're like, this is so weird, man.
We didn't shower in school and gym.
Then you had the kids who would leave their underwear on.
Oh.
I don't believe them. I mean, this is terrifying.
Poor guy.
It's like Weird Science.
You used to have guys. You remember in football, you'd have the guys who'd wear the jock strap over their underwear.
Over, yeah, on the outside.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. Of course, I didn't play football. Yeah. But man,
that's so crazy.
I remember being 12 years old in the 7th grade PE class and looking at some of the other people in my class and going, how are we in the same grade? How are we the same species?
Just like, developed ahead of you?
I was a normal size, well, fat, but still, like, you know, like 12. And we had dudes in our 7th and 8th grade class who were like full-grown men who could have been in, you know.
Well, that was the bad thing is you had the kids who would fail. Like, you had some of these kids would fail two and three times, so they were 3 years ahead of you in development. Sometimes if you were late to develop, you're talking four. Yeah. So now you've got there's a big difference, and you're like, Things are not right here in the old locker room.
They're driving themselves to school.
In the 8th grade.
In 8th grade, yeah.
Stopping for cigarettes on the way. We had the popular girls that would take the gym shirts and bunch it up in the front and tuck it through. So it almost made like a little bikini
top. The Hooters shirts.
Yeah. Which is so great when you're chubby in 7th grade that you're like, I can't wait.
Not doing that.
All the body issues, man. It's the worst. But I look at them now, and a lot of them have gotten fat like me.
All right, today we're going to do pull-ups for the presidential physical fitness test.
Right.
Oh, gosh, I hated that.
Or the day when they're like, we're all going to run a mile.
I remember that day, too. That was part of it.
God, nothing more. And, man, I did it. I'm going to struggle through that because I am not going to be the one that stops. Boy, that was rough.
We had a tree, and it was roughly a mile if you ran out and ran back. So it was like a half a mile there. And I remember it would just, that was our punishment. If something happened, they would send you to coach and you would have to run the tree.
That's what it's called, run the tree.
Run the tree. Run the tree.
We used to do these sprints in cheerleading where you'd run around the track and the person, you'd be in a single file line and the person at the back had to sprint to the front and then keep the pace. And I remember getting stuck. One of my friends, she was on the track team and she was, however it came that, she's now leading the pack, and I'm the one at the back. And I have to try to catch up with her, Miss Longleg. And I'm like, Megan, come on. Like, jeez, come on. I'm going to drop you in a basket toss. You watch. You're going to fall on your head doing this.
I think it wasn't an Aaron Weber, the comedian, who said that was the day he quit basketball when he showed up. And they said, all right, shirts versus skins. You're skins. Nope, I'm done. I'm officially I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, girls didn't have to worry about that.
No one ever told them, okay, girls, half of you take your shirts off. I don't. If they did, I missed that day of gym class.
Trust me when I tell you, we had our own traumas.
Yeah, I bet.
We had a lot of them.
Gosh.
And
you know what?
Never goes away.
No. And miraculously, being a fat kid did not stop me from getting fat as an adult. I lost all that weight before my senior year of high school. And then I lost it again 5 years later. But
my favorite story is you and your bud working out all summer long to try out for the baseball team. They're going to try out for the baseball team their senior year.
May. I mean, it was like the last week of school of our junior year. And it was like, oh, you know what, man? I've always wanted to play baseball. Because I wish I'd stuck with baseball and I could have played on the high school team. I wouldn't have been, you know, I might have been a bench warmer, but I could have. He goes, dude, they're not that good. They got like four or five guys who are really good. But for the most part, you know, we might be able to make the team. So, oh, yeah, man. So I was already on the diet train and trying to lose weight and everything. So I'm like, let's get in shape. We went and we worked out every day and we did drills.
Motivation.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's amazing.
And that was, we're gonna work out. And I lost all this weight. And I was probably up to that point, the best shape I'd ever been in going into my senior year of high school. And we showed up for high school baseball tryouts, park the car. I'll never forget this. And we're walking up to the field, and we see these guys forgive me, my terminology is not right, but they're like just throwing like grounders at each other and trying to make them bounce up and hit them in the chest and field them. Yeah. You know, and they're already doing that kind of stuff. And we walked up, and we looked at them doing that and went, yeah, you know what? I'm not doing this. We turned around and laughed like Simon without even really saying anything to each other. Like, no, we weren't.
Dude.
We had been practicing hitting. We had totally forgot we might want to actually try, you know, putting a glove on. And
there's a whole other half of the game you missed.
The five tools of baseball. Yeah, no, we had gotten in decent shape and we could hit the ball. That was it. There was going to be very little running and fielding from us. And throwing, I was like, oh, wait, I still don't know how to throw. He goes, you didn't practice throwing? Dude, I was with you all summer. We didn't practice throwing. What do you mean? No, we went to the batting cages three times a week, and we worked out the rest of the time. We didn't practice throwing.
That hurts my heart, though, to know that you were all motivated. And you're like,
you know what?
But you're in good shape.
I was in great shape. Dude, my senior year was so awesome because I had filled, you know, I thinned out and gotten a little taller, and I was kind of – came to my own my senior year.
You're what? A dictator. You can say it.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, the eggplant emperor. No, we'll go with dictator.
No, what?
That is.
Oh, boy.
What's that guy doing now? What's your bud?
He went into the Navy, and I think he's retired now. I don't know what he does. He just got like four kids. He's happily married. Good dude.
Good. That's fun. Yeah. Yeah, you don't realize how hard some of the stuff is. You see the I was watching a video today of a gymnast, and it says, and it's a split screen, and it's showing her doing the uneven bars, mm-hmm. and it says how you can tell your kid is performing in athletics without telling people that's your kid. And they have the split screen, they're showing the parents, and they're like moving, go, the mom couldn't watch. They're like move. They're like because they know her routine. Yeah. You know, they're all moving around like it. But your parents never had that.
No. I want to. By the way,
it's so hardcore, man.
No, listen.
I love
when
him.
Your parents
never had that.
I played Little League in the fifth grade, maybe. And I said something in the next year about maybe wanting to do it again, and my mom had to be like, no. You know,
it's not your thing, man. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
Like, sucks to be the parents of the kid that when they, you know, they have to play, you know, and they go, oh gosh, why is that kid in there? Someone else goes, well, they got to let them all play at least two innings. You know,
league rule.
My son loved baseball up until kid pitch. When it was, you know, coach pitch, he was fine. When it got to kid pitch, he freaked out because these kids can't control the ball, especially in the first year. And he was getting hit, just plunked all the time. And he's like, I'm done.
That's not fun, man. That's not fun.
I got
hit.
Plunked at tryouts. Remember, you used to go for Little League tryouts?
Mm-hmm.
And the kid hit me in the hand at tryouts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm done. I don't want to do this.
Well, now they've got it set up to where they have so many guards they wear. That,
oh yeah.
I mean, besides, you get a helmet. I saw a kid get hit last weekend with a fastball straight to the head, like, oof. Pow. You got a helmet. You've got these elbow guards. You have things that go down on your ankle. And then that goes across your foot in case of a foul.
They look like catchers up to bat.
Yeah. And then the whole thing is after, you know, if it's a walk, they stop, drop the bat, and start taking all their stuff. The Velcro.
And here we are. The fans are going, we need to speed the game up.
Yeah.
And then you have things like this going on.
But, yeah, it's gotten a lot safer over the years. But, yeah, man, back in the day, it was.
There's nothing worse.
You had your Easton bat, and that was it.
Right here, dude. Look at this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the spot. Mm. If you got hit with a pitch right there, you know, just trying to protect yourself.
Oof.
Oh, it just felt like your whole hand exploded right there on the top of the back of your hand.
That's the worst.
So sensitive, so easily bruised.
Mm-hmm. Changing the subject just slightly, I want to compile a list of all of the things that moms who don't know anything about baseball say while their kid or while they're at a baseball game. It's not even their kid. So I went to one of Gunner's games, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And the moms shout the most like cliche thing. It was so funny. We were laughing so hard because I can't think of any of them now. And it's like,
we have one mom. She whenever the pitcher gets two strikes on someone, Uno mas, Gilly. Uno mas, Gilly.
Oh, and it was like, it was all like, good eye, that's good. You know, or have fun. What's the one with have fun at the end of it?
Oh,
it's like, see the ball, hit the ball, have fun. Yep. I'm like, see the ball, hit
oh
the
my
ball.
God.
We used to have a kid. We used to have one that said,
cliche, ridiculous things.
What'd she say? Oh, be the hammer, not the nail.
Be the.
Oh my!
I will say this: my mom.
They just shout these things out like they've learned all these right. little cliches, but she's no idea. And sometimes they're completely inappropriate.
Can I tell you the coolest though? My mom came to watch me play softball about 4 or 5 years ago, and she's up there, and I walk up to the plate, and she's like, "Hit one out for Mama." And, dude, I crushed the living poop out of this ball.
Did it go out?
Oh, it went out. It went out. And I was like, that is the coolest thing ever.
No, that's actually awesome. And if someone was yelling, hit one out for Mama, I'd be like, yeah. No, I'm
hit
into
that. Hit
one
out of the park and pick up milk on the way home.
See, that's pretty great. Well, what I was going to tell you then.
Like, be the hammer, not the nail.
Slow-pitch softball, my very next at-bat.
Kill him with kindness.
It was. There was no the. It was see ball, hit ball, have fun.
Oh,
that was exactly right.
What?
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Eat, pray, love.
Make good choices.
No shoes, no shirt, no service.
YOLO.
Dude, that's it. You just go to the games and you do stupid stuff
random
like that.
Random yell out stuff like that.
I wouldn't do that now.
Four-way stop.
Oh, my gosh. Next time I go to, like, a major league ballpark with my parents, I want
to
do that.
Yield to pedestrians.
No right on red. You just start randomly.
See, that would be pretty great.
I've heard them all, man.
You haven't heard those?
If you
though.
Don't say
those.
No right on red
right.
sometime this weekend during
not,
the playoffs, I'm going to be
not one
really
person
upset.
Has said any of these.
Robin's racing.
Robin's racing is great. First time there's a base runner, you have to scream out, Robin's racing.
Oh, no. There's two people will turn around and look, and then and you know what?
They'll
within two
in.
Innings, they'll all be saying
right,
be,
exactly.
And they'll buy in, though. They'll buy in and be
you
like.
You just got to have the confidence. That's it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Drive it like you stole it.
Dude. Yes. Yes.
What's it when we have, when they have people on base, they always yell, all right, we got ducks on the pond.
Ducks on the pond. Ducks on the pond.
Ducks on the pond.
Ducks on the pond.
When they have base
cows
runners, you just
barn.
Start yelling, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. Just see if you make it.
Season.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, there's a. It's everyone says the same thing. You know, like you know, they watch a strike. All right, now you've seen it.
That's it. This went on for the whole 2 hours I was there. It's just not. There was all these different little weird things. They're so.
Or
much fun.
And when they foul one off. All right, let's do it. Just straighten it out.
Straighten it out. That's good. Just a little bit earlier next time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh,
push,
man.
Not pull.
Push.
Yep. You're on him. Just straighten it out. Yeah,
oh, it. So great.
Yeah. It's fun. The you know the guys will all get in on it. Like you know, just through the season, they all get really close. And so Gunner had like when he's up to bat. I don't know if you noticed this. Did you hear all the things that they're yelling when he's up to bat?
No.
He has all the nicknames. They call him Goontog. They'll call him Gun. They call him Gun Bun. They'll call him.
I remember Machine Gun. Somebody made them stop saying Machine Gun.
Gun Rack. They made
oh,
him
gun
stop
rack.
Saying
that's
Gun
what
rack.
It was.
And then they just start. Then they started getting into weird things like let's go, Robert. Like they just make up names, like regular names.
All right, let's see it, Steve.
Here we go. Let's go, Steve. Barry.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, I kind of like that.
I do, too. I
want to
do that.
Yeah, it's fun, though. That's fun. Yeah, it's going to – all in, you know, a lot of kids are graduating, and, you know, it's their last season and heading off into the real world. Or hopefully some of them get to go play college ball, but for most, it's not. You know, it's the end of it. It's sad, you know, we're playing these – playoff games and you see these we had a team we played their pitcher is really good and he's actually going to go play college ball but it was his final they got put out I mean it was the final yeah. high school game with his guys that he's been playing ball with for you know 4 years and most of the time those guys have been playing more than that together in lower grades and travel ball and that kind of thing mm-hmm. and he was just in the dugout just
balling
yeah
because
it was the worst
that was it you know it was Not going to happen anymore.
Hmm. I did Everyone that when have I was a good in my day. Closet getting rid of my skinny clothes, just crying.
Just sitting there. Just like, playing some Eric Carmen.
Hungry eyes?
I was thinking Hungry Eyes too.
Hungry Eyes. Why is this? What does this have to do with anything?
Wait a second. I didn't know he even did that song. All I know is the All By Myself song.
What was the other? I Can Dream About You or something like that? That was another Eric Carmen song.
Man, who knew Eric Carmen?
I did.
All I knew was he was a fat kid on South Park. I didn't know he sang any of those songs.
Not Carmen.
Wrong Eric. Eric. Carmen, not Cartman.
Sorry.
I hate to go this short, but I had to go.
Yeah. I don't think take those dead rats and put them down in a pit and burn them every day. It'd be better off.
That's fine. See ball, hit ball, have fun.
See ball, hit ball, yield to pedestrians. And
be the hammer, not the nail.
Thanks again for joining us on the podcast. You're awesome. Thanks to O'Reilly for being our sponsor.
Better parts, better prices every day.
Okay, let's go.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Now you've seen it.
On the radio.
Straighten it out.
Every day, it was the podcast.
No right on red.